Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNetTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. The first movie is We're the Millers. Well, Jason Sudeikis does not want to get caught smuggling drugs across the Mexican border, so he hires Jennifer Aniston and two kids to be his fake family, which, of course, doesn't turn out exactly as planned.
I have a smidge of marijuana down in Mexico. Bring it back here by Sunday night. I will pay you $100,000.
Me? Crossing the border alone?
Huge red flag. But families,
hi!
They don't get a second look.
This is not a smidge.
You got me moving enough weed to kill Willie Nelson, man.
So, if you're gonna make an R-rated comedy that you want people to go see, you'd probably put a little something for everyone in it, starting with an almost naked Jennifer Aniston, who plays a stripper who pretends to be a wholesome mom. Yeah, the guys are in. Then there's the kids who are a bit off and messed up. Now the super young adults are in. Who doesn't love to live vicariously through the dysfunction of others? Throw in some action and comfortable situations, some bad guys, a few funny parts, mishaps, and of course the drugs, and you probably have a lot more people in. But what about us girls? Well, truth be told, it's probably Jennifer Aniston too. We love to hate the beautiful people who have it all and just are handed to them, and not one bit of it we can ever be, achieve, or have ourselves. So yeah, we're in too. So if any of that sounds remotely interesting, this one may be for you. Now onto a movie way more kid-friendly, it's Planes. Brought to us from the people that brought us Cars, it's Dusty Crawpupper this time, and he's entering a flying contest, even if he is afraid of heights. So with the help of friends, he might just have a chance to make his high-flying dreams come true.
For the first time, we have a crop duster in the race.
I'm afraid of heights.
That airplane needs some help, y'all know that, right?
Yeah!
It's a really compelling underdog story. Like Old Yeller.
That's not an underdog story.
There's a dog in it.
I owe you my life.
Are you crying?
I don't cry. I'm British.
Okay, I will freely admit that I'm one of the three people on the planet who lacked appreciation for, did not like, and plain just didn't get Cars, which I'm told might actually be a girl thing. But for me, that set the bar pretty darn low for Planes. As it turns out, Planes and Cars together in the same movie is not nearly as boring as just Cars. And this one had more interesting characters, was a bit more clever, and kept your attention for a while anyway. I mean, how exciting can an airplane racer really be? But since that bar was set so low, I was just thrilled I didn't doze off, fall out of my seat, and seriously embarrass myself. So, I made it unscathed through the movie, and there's no doubt the kids will love this one. And if you're like me and those two other people out there, this one you can tolerate. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Planes is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.